Right now, we're in the south side of Brooklyn. I'm gonna take you to a spot where it all started. This block was a drug block. It was a supermarket for junkies. This building right here, 155, was the biggest drug spot in the south side. So what they would do, they would deliver the drugs to apartment 12B, and the runner would be there, and the runner would have workers. So you had a lookout downstairs in the front, and you had the guy selling the drugs on the second floor, okay? Apartment 12B was on the third floor. So if the lookout called out the name, Julio, that meant cops is coming down the block, shut it down. The guy on the second floor has to pack up the drugs, run to the third floor, lock it until the lookout says, Tato bien, meaning it's okay now, come back down. And then the lookout will guide the traffic into the building. So my job was to be on the second floor. I was in charge of the money and the drugs. That was me holding it down, right? And when I went through those doors the first time, I knew we had something big. I knew that my life was about to change. You open those doors and you saw a line of junkies from the beginning of the hallway all the way down to the end of the hallway, all the way up to the second floor, everybody buying drugs. It was all types of people. The first day I went to work, I worked for 4 hours and I made $1,500. Now to an 18-year-old kid, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. 18 and a half years old, and now I'm getting $10,000 a week to run this neighborhood. We lived the life and we loved the life, man. I mean, we had everything, everything, everything. We had the best cars, the best motorcycles, you know, but we were young. We were young. You know, I wish I had somebody to tell me, Angel, you know that block you sell, all those abandoned buildings, those little three-family houses? They were only going for $15,000 back then. Today, they're worth $1 million. I could have bought the whole block. But I didn't have nobody intelligent enough to say, yo, hey, invest your money. Why? Because we were young, and we always thought we'd be selling drugs. But that wasn't the case. It wasn't the case, man. And when it fell apart real, real hard. Real, real hard.